兄弟们，刚刚我们唱这首诗歌是一首啊，我这个礼拜特别喜欢的一首诗歌。
Brothers and sisters, the hymn we just sang really touched me throughout the week.
它实在是给我很大的帮助。
Truly helped me greatly.
特别是诗歌的副歌所说的。
Especially in the chorus.
它这边说到我们的主，你是千万人中之第一人。
And it says, thou art the fairest of thousands to me.
接下来这作诗人有一个祷告。
And then there is a prayer from the hymn writer.
说哦，求你开我眼睛。
He says, seize thou my heart,
并夺我心。
And cause my blind eyes to see,
好叫我愿意摔碎众偶像。
So that I can crush all idols,
并欢然加冠。
And with joy I crown thee.
主耶稣是千万人中之第一人。
Our Lord Jesus is the fairest of 10,000.
这是我在主面前为我自己为弟兄姐妹的一个祷告。
And that is a prayer I have before the Lord for myself and also for all brothers and sisters.
在求主开我们心里的眼睛。
May the Lord open the eyes of our hearts.
叫我们真看见他的美丽。
That we can truly see his beauty.
看见他的宝贵。
To see how precious he is.
好叫我们的全心被他所夺。
That our whole heart can be captured by him.
叫我们愿意摔碎众偶像。
That we'll be willing to crush all idols.
不是我们看得见的。
Not only the ones we can see.
也包括一切捆绑我们。
But everything that take us in bondage.
都能够为着主，我们能够欢然把我们的冠冕来加在他头上。
For the Lord's sake, with joy we can crown him.
让他真的在我们生活中做千万人中之第一人。
And truly in our lives he will be the fairest of 10,000.
我觉得这不是我能够做的。
And it's nothing that we can do ourselves.
但是盼望弟兄姐妹早晨与我一同这样子在主面前祷告。
I hope you can all pray with me before the Lord this morning.
求主开我们里面的眼睛。
That he will open the eyes of our heart.
叫他夺我们的心。
That he can seize our heart.
我们等一下主若许可，我们能够再唱一下这首诗歌。
If the Lord wills, if we have more time, we can sing more of this hymn.
当我在主面前寻求的时候
，That as I was seeking before the Lord,
就好像那个上一次上礼主日啊，弟兄所讲到那个耶稣的患难。
Last Sunday, our brother shared about the tribulation of Christ.
说到那个姜老弟兄他在西安特会当中提到那个患难呢。乃是一个生产之难。
And our brother mentioned that Brother Stephen Kong mentioned in the shared about in the West Coast Conference that this tribulation is a birth pain.
这生产之难啊，真的是很痛苦。
And this birth pain is truly painful.
特别当你生不出来的时候。
Especially when the process of giving birth is slow.
实在是是一个患难。
And it's really a tribulation.
但感谢主，这样的患难呢，是有一个荣耀的目标。
But we thank the Lord, such a suffering has a glorious purpose.
乃是为着生命能够被带到这个世上来。
It's so that life can be brought to this earth.
这个生命是一个宝贝的生命。
And this life is a precious life.
是荣耀的生命。
It's a glorious life.
是神的生命。
It's a life of God.
就早晨啊，我就有一个负担。
So this morning I have a burden.
一个很简单的负担。
A very simple burden.
就是跟弟兄姐妹一起来思想这个宝贝。
That we can meditate with brothers and sisters this preciousness.
我这个礼拜当中一直在默想这件事情。
And this treasure, this whole week I've been meditating on this matter.
就是那个宝贝。
That this treasure we have.
这个宝贝不仅是我们所有的这个宝贝。
Not only the treasure that we have.
这宝贝是神心中所最宝贝的。
But also it's the treasure that's most precious in God's heart.
所以呢，我不晓得我跟弟兄姐妹讲到说我们今天要来交通宝贝这件事。
So this morning I want to share about this treasure.
我不晓得你们我想的宝贝跟你们想的宝贝一不一样。
I don't know if the treasure in my mind is the same as the one in your mind.
你们觉得一不一样？
Do you think it's the same treasure that we mentioned?
实在盼望主开我们眼睛。
Truly may the Lord open our eyes.
让我们都能够看见那个无价之宝。
To see together this peerless worth.
不仅是在神荣耀神的心里头。
Not only is in the heart of God.
从永远到永远他心中所最宝贝的。
From eternity to eternity, this is what he treasured the most.
今天也成为我们心中的宝贝。
And today may him become our treasure in our hearts.
因着这宝贝在我们心里头来吸引我们。
Because he's capturing our hearts.
叫我们实在是能够脱离在地上一切的捆绑。
That we can leave all bondage from this earth.
叫我们能够真认识这样的宝贝
，so that we can truly know Him as our treasure。
让这样的宝贝在我们身上真是能够做王
，that He can be the king。
让这个宝贝成为我们一切的供应
，that He can be our provision in everything。
我们先读一处经文
，let us first read the scripture。
在哥林多后书
，in 2 Corinthians
第四章
，chapter 4。
哥林多后书第四章第七节
2 Corinthians chapter 4 verse 7
我们有这宝贝放在瓦器里要显明这莫大的能力是出于神不是出于我们
But we have this treasure in earthen vessels so that the surpassing greatness of the power will be of God and not of ourselves
这就是今天早晨要和弟兄姐妹交通的这个宝贝
And that is a treasure that I want to share with you this morning
上个主日弟兄跟我们交通到在启示录一章九节那里老约翰他所做的见证
Past Sunday our brother shared with us our old apostle John had a testimony in Revelation chapter 1 verse 9
那也是在七月底在西海岸基督徒特会当中的一个中心主题
It is also the message or the theme in the West Coast Conference at the end of July
使徒约翰做一个见证
Apostle John had a testimony
他说他为了耶稣基督的患难国度与忍耐他那里一同有份
He said he was a partaker of the tribulation of the kingdom and the patience of Christ Jesus
他为着神的道与他所领受的见证他在那里在那里服侍。
He was serving for the sake of the testimony, for the sake of the word of God and the testimony of Jesus.
这是今天神对他所爱的儿女们的一个呼召。
Truly, this is a calling for all of us who are loved by God.
要我们能够与耶稣基督的患难国度与忍耐一同有份。
That we can all be partakers of the tribulation of the kingdom.And the patience that's in Christ Jesus.
为什么我们需要与耶稣的患难国度与忍耐有份呢
？Why should we be the partakers of the tribulation kingdom and patience?
因为那是神恢复耶稣基督见证的那条道路。
Because that's the way the Lord uses to restore the testimony of Christ.
神给教会有一个托付。
The Lord has an entrustment to His church.
神给我们每一个蒙恩的人都有这样的托付。
And He has that same commitment to all of us.
这个托付是什么
？What is that entrustment？
我们灵长弟兄跟我们交通到，这个托付就是神的儿子他自己。
Our elderly brother shared with us, this is the Son of God, Jesus Christ Himself.
就神把他所最宝贝的儿子，他托付给了教会。
Our God has given us the most precious Son to His church.
托付给我们这些因着相信主耶稣而重生得救的人。
To us who because of the Lord Jesus was born again and be saved.
在神的心里面，这宝贝是那样的珍贵。
In God's heart, this treasure is so precious.
那样的荣耀
，so glorious.
但神竟然把这样的宝贝托付给他的教会。
And the Lord even gave such a treasure to us, to His church.
托付给我们这些蒙恩的人。
To us who are saved by His grace.
弟兄们，我们实在是需要圣灵在我们里头来开启我们。
Truly, may the Holy Spirit open our eyes in our hearts.
叫我们能够认识到神所托付给我们的这位宝贝。
So that we can see this treasure.
好像我们能够在耶稣基督的见证上面有份。
That we can be a partaker of the testimony of Christ Jesus.
所以神把这样的宝贝托付给我们。
As the Lord has given us such a treasure.
赐给我们。
And He has given him to us.
他有一个目的。
For a purpose.
他不仅叫我们能够来得着这样一个尊贵的宝贝。
Not only that we can gain this treasure.
这样荣耀的宝贝
to gain this glorious treasure
他盼望这样的宝贝能够在我们身上能够被彰显出来
but that this treasure can be manifested through our lives
能够被活出来
that can be lived out in our lives
这是耶稣基督的见证
that is the testimony of Jesus
所以我们看见我们从神领受了主耶稣自己那宝贵的生命
so we see as we receive the precious life of Jesus Christ
那是恩典
That is by His grace.
是神的恩惠。
He was gracious to us.
那神不仅将这恩惠赐给了我们。
Not only He was gracious to us.
他不仅将主耶稣的生命赐给我们。
Not only He gave us the life of Christ.
他给我们这样的一个恩惠是有个目的。
But He had the purpose in giving us such a grace.
就是要叫这样的一个生命能够在我们身上能够成形
so that his life can be formed in us
能够被彰显
and can be manifested through us
那是主耶稣基督的见证
that is the testimony of Jesus
所以我们看见神从创世纪到启示录整本圣经让我们看见这神心意当中最主要的一件最重要的一件事情
so we see that from Genesis to Revelation there is one thing that's most precious to God's heart
神就是要恢复耶稣基督的见证
He's there working to restore the testimony of Jesus
我们知道在创世纪神的创造里头
We know in the creation from Genesis
神借着创造来恢复他的这个旨意
Through creation he restored his purpose
但是我们看见人失败了
But we saw that man failed
亚当夏娃他堕落
And Adam and Eve fell
我们看见神从那 人群当中拣选了以色列 做他的见证
But we saw among the nations the Lord chose Israel to be his testimony
神将自己托付给他们
The Lord entrusted himself to Israelites
我们看见以色列也失败了
But we saw Israel also failed
但是感谢赞美主
But we thank and praise the Lord
在时候满足的时候
When the fullness of time came
神的儿子主耶稣基督自己来到地上
The Son of God Jesus Christ came to the earth himself
道成了肉身
The Word became flesh
在地上借着十字架他完成了永远的救赎
Through the cross, he has accomplished eternal salvation.
当我们主在十字架上说成了的时候
When he says it is all done on the cross.
这救赎的工作已经完成
The work of salvation was accomplished.
完全的已经完成了
And it was finished completely.
当我们主从死里复活
When he resurrected out of death.
他得荣耀升天之后
When he received his glory and ascended to heaven.
按着所应许的将圣灵赐下
By the promise Through his promise, he gave us his Holy Spirit.
神借着圣灵重生了我们。
Through the Holy Spirit, we were born again.
神借着圣灵将耶稣基督的生命赐给了我们。
The life of Christ Jesus was given to us by the Holy Spirit.
赐给每一位相信接受主耶稣的人。
Was given to everyone who believed and accepted Lord Jesus.
神这样子将宝贝就托付给我们。
The Lord has given us such a treasure.
不仅如此。
Not only so.
因着他实在顾念我们不过是软弱的罪人
But he was mindful of us that we are nothing but sinners
不过是卑微如尘土的人
But we're still sinful sinners like dust
神更将圣灵赐给我们
And he also gave us the Holy Spirit
住在我们的灵里头
And he was dwelling in our spirit
圣灵在我们身上继续的来完成神恢复的工作
The Holy Spirit continued to restore his work in our lives
圣灵不仅将这个宝贝的生命赐在我们里面
Not only the Holy Spirit gives us this precious life
圣灵在我们身上继续的工作
But also the Holy Spirit continues to work in us
继续的来恢复
Continue to restore us
叫主耶稣的生命能够完全在我们身上能够成形
So that the life of Christ can be fully formed in us
叫主的生命能够从我们身上能够彰显
That his life can be manifested through us
神的心意主耶稣基督的见证能够被恢复
so that his heart and his will the testimony of Christ can be restored
这是神今天在我们身上的工作
that's his work in us today
我们再读一处经文在约翰一书
we'll read another scripture in 1 John
约翰一书第三章
1 John chapter 3
对不起啊，请我们读那个约翰一书第四章。
Sorry, let us read 1 John chapter 4.
第四章我们先读第十五节。
We read first verse 15.
这里主的话说，凡认耶稣为神儿子的，神就住在他里面，他也住在神里面。
Here the word of the Lord says, whoever confesses that Jesus is the Son of God, God abides in him and he in God.
弟兄姐妹，这是我们所蒙的恩典。
Brothers and sisters, this is the grace that we received.
弟兄姐妹，我们若认耶稣为神的儿子
，If we confess that Jesus is the Son of God,
神就住在我们里面。
Then He abides in us.
我们也住在神的里面。
And we in Him.
我想问弟兄姐妹，早晨问弟兄姐妹一个问题。
I want to ask you this question this morning.
你是否已经认耶稣为神的儿子
？Have you already confessed that Jesus is the Son of God?
我相信在我们当中很多蒙恩的弟兄姐妹，我们都是已经认耶稣为神的儿。
I believe many brothers and sisters who are redeemed do confess that Jesus is the Son of God.
这里神的话告诉我们
，Here the word of the Lord tells us，
凡认耶稣为神儿子的，神就住在我们里面。
Whoever confesses that Jesus is the Son of God, God abides in us.
我们也住在神的里面。
And we in Him.
弟兄姐妹，我们要相信神所说的话。
We need to believe His words.
我们再读第十三节。
Also back to verse 13.
神将他的灵赐给我们，从此就知道我们是住在他里面，他也住在我们里面。
By this we know that we abide in Him and He in us, because He has given us of His Spirit.
弟兄姐妹，在你的里头有没有圣灵住在里头
？Is there a Holy Spirit dwelling in your heart?
我相信，当我们接受主耶稣。圣灵就住在我们里面。
I believe as we confess and receive Christ, His Holy Spirit comes into us.
这里神的话说，神就将他的灵赐给我们。
So the word of the Lord says He gave us His Spirit.
好叫我们从此以后就知道我们是住在神里面，他也住在我们里面。
So hereby we may know that we abide in Him and He in us.
弟兄姐妹，我们相信这样的话吗
？Do we believe such words?
你们我们必须要相信神所说的话。
We must believe the word of God.
因为神看重他的话过于他自己的见证。
Because he looks highly upon his words more than the testimony of himself.
神给我们的话也是何等的宝贵。
How precious are the words of God to us?
因为神的话如何说事情就如何成就。
As the word of the Lord states, that's how he will accomplish.
神说他告诉我们说他今天就住在我们里面。
He tells us that today he dwells in us.
姐妹，我们看见了吗
？Have we seen that？
我们看见神就住在我们里面。
Have we seen that the Lord dwells in us？
如果今天我们真的是认识到神就住在我们里面
，If we truly come to understand that He lives in us，
姐妹，我们在地上的生活就会完全不同。
Then the life we have on this earth will be completely different。
无论我们的说话
，either in our speech，
我们的行事为人
，in our living and acting，
我们所去的地方
，wherever we go。
弟兄姐妹，如果我们真知道神就住在我们里面
，If we know that the Lord dwells in us，
我们还会那样跟配偶讲话吗
？And we will still talk to our spouse the same way we did before。
我们还会在心里头在那里批评论断我们的弟兄吗
？We will still judge our brothers and sisters。
我们还会在公司里头跟公司老板、同事们处有摩擦、有争执吗
？We still quarrel and argue with our coworkers and our boss。
我们还会受地上的吸引
？Are we still going to be attracted by the entertainment of the world.
姐妹，我们要相信神的话。
We need to believe the Lord, the word of God.
神说他住在我们里面。
He said he abides in us.
我们也住在他里面。
We in him.
这是神所赐给我们的宝贝。
That is the treasure that the Lord has given us.
这宝贝在我们这些如瓦器的人身上。
This treasure was placed in us earthen vessels.
他要显出那莫大的能力。
And he will display great power
是出于神不是出于我们
so that we can know this power is from God and not of us
弟兄姐妹今天我们在地上非常努力的要为主耶稣基督做见证
today on this earth we try very hard to be a testimony for him
但多少时候我们经历过许多的软弱和失败
so often we experience weakness and failures
原因不是别的
it's not because of other reasons
就是因为我们没有让神所赐给我们这个宝贝从我们身上显出那莫大的能力
but we did not allow this treasureTo manifest His great power through us.
弟兄姐妹，不是我们。
It is not of us.
乃是那个宝贝。
But of this treasure Himself.
要从我们这瓦器身上显明出来。
And He wants to manifest Himself through this earthen vessel.
那莫大的能力是出于神。
To show that this greatness of power came from God.
我最近读到一篇的见证。
And recently I read a testimony.
啊，见证当中提到有一位啊，从小在。基督徒家庭长大的一个人
It's a testimony of a person who grew up in Christian family
他从小就跟着父母亲跟着全家到教会里头参加主日学读经敬拜神
Since young he went with his whole family to the church and go through Sunday school Bible studies and worship God
有一天他参加一个聚会
But one day he attended the meeting
他就像我们这几位年轻弟兄姐妹坐在第一排
Just as these younger brothers and sisters He was sitting in the first row
当传道人在那里传讲信息之后
And when the preacher finished his message
这个传道人呢就会到那个 门口的地方呢，去和弟兄姐妹啊问问好问好。
After the message, the speaker will go to the doorway and greet every brother and sister.
他就一个一个的问。
So he will greet everyone.
问说你得救了吗
？So have you been saved?
如果你说得救了。
And if you say, I have been saved,
传道人就说感谢赞美主。
And he will say, thank and praise the Lord.
如果你还没有得救。
And if you haven't been saved,
他就跟你传主耶稣。
And he will share the gospel of Christ.
所以呢，这个从小在基督教家庭长大的那个一个人呢，他那天呢，传道人也这么问他。
So this person who grew up in Christian family, was also asked by the speaker.
问他说你得救了没有
？He said, have you been saved?
然后这个人呢？他就回答说我从小就是信耶稣了。
And this person said, I believe in Jesus since I was young.
这个传道人呢看着他就对他说。
And this speaker looked at him and told him,
你这个话是对的。
You are right in saying so.
但是呢你的声音不对。
But your voice is not right.
你的眼睛啊是死眼。
And there was death in your eyes.
所以呢这个人呢他就回到家里头他也没当一回事。
So this person didn't think much of it and he went home.
那这个是特会，第二天又回到聚会当中。
And it was a special conference. The next day, he came back to the meeting.
当传道人传完信息之后
，And after the speakers finished his message,
他又再问这个人。
And he asked this person again.
问他说：“你重生了没有
？”Said, "Have you been born? Were you born again?"
他想一想，
and、
他说
he ，"Thought about it."
他说：“我是信耶稣的。
”He thought, "I believe in Jesus."
这传道人就对他说。这声音还是不对。
And the speaker told him, your voice is still not right.
你的眼睛啊还是死眼。
And there is still deadness in your eyes.
所以这个人呢，他就因为传道人讲了两天以后啊，他回到家里头就比较紧张一点。
So after these two times, he went home and he became nervous.
他来到主的面前祷告。
He came in front of the Lord and prayed.
他跟主耶稣说，主啊，这个传道人说我声音不对，眼睛是死的。
He told the Lord Jesus that this speaker says,My voice is not right, and there is deadness in my eyes.
到底怎么回事
？How is it so?
虽然他啊一二十年在教会里面长大
，Even though he's been in the church for 20 years,
他以为他已经得救了。
He thought he was already saved.
他以为他已经重生了。
He thought he was born again.
当天晚上他在主面前祷告的时候
，As he was praying before the Lord that night,
圣灵光照了他。
The Holy Spirit enlightened him.
让他看见他里头一切的罪和污秽
，and caused him to see all theTransgressions and iniquities inside of him.
他说他闭着眼睛看见自己的罪。
He said his eyes were closed, but yet he saw all his sins.
睁开眼睛也看见自己的罪。
And when he opened his eyes, he still saw all his sins.
那天晚上圣灵在他里头光照。
So that evening, the Holy Spirit shed light in his life.
他看见主耶稣在十字架上所流的宝血。
He saw the precious blood that the Lord Jesus shed on the cross.
看见他一生的污秽。
He saw all the iniquities in his life.
他就求主的宝血来洁净他一切的过犯。
And he beseeched the Lord that His precious blood can wash away all his sins.
在主面前认罪悔改。
And he repented before the Lord.
圣灵重生。
And the Holy Spirit gave him a new birth.
他得救了。
And he was saved that night.
得救了以后，他就跟主有个祷告。
So after he was saved, he had a prayer before the Lord.
他说主啊，昨天那个传道人这两天这么厉害。
He says, Oh Lord.In the past two days, the speakers was so severe.
他说他看出啊，我的讲话声音不对，说我信耶稣这个声音不对，眼睛是死的。
He was so sharp that he can even see that my voice was not right, and there is deadness in my eyes.
他现在我得救了。
And now that I'm saved,
我重生了。
I'm born again.
那我明天啊去参加聚会的时候呢，我一句都不说。
When I go back to the conference, I will not say anything tomorrow.
我就坐在聚会中。
I'll just sit there in the meeting.
看这个传道人啊。他属灵，他能不能知道我是得救了
？And I want to test how spiritual this speaker is. Can he know that I'm saved?
就这位弟兄得救的弟兄，他就坐在聚会厅的前面。
So the next day he was still sitting in front in the first row.
当传道人把他那天的信息讲完以后
，When the speaker finished his message,
他就叫我们这个弟兄
，And he called this brother.
现在轮到你起来，要见证耶稣基督如何救了你。
And he said.Now it's your turn to testify how the Lord Jesus saved you.
哎，我们这个弟兄啊，简直就是吓坏了。
Our brother was really scared.
他说我们这个传道人真的是属灵。
And he said truly this speaker was of the spirit.
好，以前他说我声音不对，眼睛是死的，我还不害怕。
Before I wasn't afraid when he told me that there is deadness in my eyes.
今天他居然叫我起来。
But today he even called me up.
为耶稣救我做见证。
So that he can testify for the salvation of Christ.
他说我们的神实在是。可敬畏。
Truly, our Lord is to be feared.
当我们这个弟兄重生得救之后
，and after he was born again,
那宝贝就在他里头。
and this treasure was placed in him.
他或许他刚刚得救。
Perhaps he was just saved.
就一天。
Even it was only one day.
当那天聚完会回到家里。
So the next morning, he after the message, he went back home.
当他在路上骑着车子的时候。
As he was riding the bicycle on the road.
他看到沿路的人。
And he saw the people on the roadside.
就一直掉眼泪，一直掉眼泪。
And he's continuing to shed tears.
因为他看见他自己的罪被主的宝血洁净。
Because he saw that his sins was cleansed by the precious blood of the Lord.
他看见自己从圣灵重生。
He saw that he was born again by the Spirit.
他看到路上许多的罪人，许多失丧的灵魂。
Yeah, he saw all these lost souls and all the sinners that's walking on the roadside.
都要灭亡。
And they were all going towards perdition.
他里头就非何等的爱他们。
And he had a great love for him from his heart.
碰到一个，他就抓住一个。
So everyone he met, he laid seize on him.
就跟他们说要信耶稣。
He told them, you need to believe the Lord.
有的人看到他这样流泪，这么就受感动。
And many people saw that he was shedding tears, and they were moved.
就听他讲了福音。
And they heard the gospel from him.
就问他说，那怎么信耶稣？
And they asked him, how should I believe the Lord?
就跪在那里。就祷告接受主耶稣做他的救主。
So they just knelt by the roadside and prayed to the Lord to receive them as him as their savior.
有些人看到他这样子。
Some people saw him.
就把他当作像一个疯子。
Some people thought he was mentally ill.
就不理他。
And they would ignore him.
但是我们弟兄他还是这样一路的骑着车回家。
Yet this brother continued to ride his bike and share gospel.
他沿路就把主耶稣介绍给他所看见不认识的人。
And he shared this Lord Jesus to everyone that he did not know.
当他回到家里，
When he reached home,
他的妻子跟他结婚十几年。
His wife was married to him for more than a decade.
十几年当中也跟着家里面的人一起到教会里头去参加聚会。
In more than 10 years, she also followed the family to go to the meeting.
但他的妻子十几年来一直没有得救。
Yet after these over 10 years she was still not saved.
当那天晚上我们这位弟兄得救回到家里，
so that evening when this brother went back home,
他就在他的妻子面前举了个大躬，
and he bowed before his wife,
他流着眼泪，
and he was shedding tears,
从心里头跟他的妻子说，
from his heart he told his wife,
这么多年来他亏欠了他，
all these years I have shortchanged you,
他向他的妻子认罪，
and he was confessing his sins before his wife.
就跟他妻子说，我已经向神认罪。
He said, I have already confessed my sins before the Lord.
主耶稣的宝血也洗净了我的罪。
And his precious blood has washed away my sins.
他跟妻子说，做见证说他已经得救了。
And he testified to his wife that he was saved.
他就告诉他耶稣如何救了他。
And he told his wife how the Lord saved him.
但在流眼泪跟妻子道歉的过程当中，
But when he was shedding his tears and repenting before his wife,
妻子就忙着要服侍他，就说你别先别说，先别说。
And his wife was busying about trying to serve him. Says, "Oh, hold your words."
但长话短说，这位弟兄在那里流着眼泪向他的妻子认错。
But as he was confessing before his wife,
跟他讲主耶稣如何爱了他，救了他。
As he was testifying before his wife how the Lord Jesus loved him and saved him.
那天晚上，他的妻子也得救了。
And that evening, his wife was also saved.
当他妻子得救之后，
After her salvation,
他们就一起吃晚饭。
And they had dinner together.
吃着吃着，妻子也开始哭起来了。
And as soon as they were eating, his wife started crying.
他就问他为什么哭呢？
He was asking, why are you crying?
他说主耶稣救了你。
And she says, the Lord Jesus saved you.
主耶稣也救了我。
And he saved me.
那我父母他们还在罪中。
Yet I still have parents who are still in their sins.
他就爱他的父母亲。
So he had the great love for her parents.
所以这个弟兄因为爱妻子，他就安慰他，你不要着急。
Out of the love for his wife, this brother comforted her wife, his wife.
明天你就回到你父母亲家中，告诉他们主耶稣如何爱了他们。
He says, don't worry, tomorrow, go back to your parents' house and tell them how much the Lord Jesus loves them.
简单的说，
and in simply,
当这位妻子回到父母亲的家中，
so when the wife went back to the parents' house,
告诉他们父母亲主耶稣如何爱了他，
and told her parents how much the Lord Jesus loved them,
如何救了他，
and how the Lord saved her,
他就把主耶稣也传给他的父母亲，
and she also shared the Lord Jesus to her parents,
流着眼泪告诉他们耶稣如何爱他们。
With tears she was telling them how much Jesus loved them.
这妻子的父母亲在隔一天也都信耶稣得救。
So the next day, her parents were also saved.
弟兄姊妹，我讲这一段见证的意思是什么？
All this testimony I'm sharing with you, what's the purpose?
弟兄们，不是说我们要学，我们应该如何做。
It's not that we can learn how we should act.
绝对不是我们做的。
It is not through us.
但是我们要真正认识到，在我们里面的宝贝是何等何等的可爱。
But we really need to see how precious it is the treasure within us.
认识神所赐给我们的宝贝，在我们里头是何等的可贵。
This is a treasure that the Lord has given in us.
他如何爱了我们
？How he has loved us.
如何改变了我们
？How he changed us.
如何救了我们
？How he saved us.
让我们让这位活的主，我们能够从我们身上，我们被传扬出来。
So that this living God, this Lord, can be manifested through us.
这不是我们的工作。
This is not our works.
讲到主耶稣基督的见证
to talk about the testimony of Jesus.
就是让这位宝贝在我们身上能够被人看见。
It is so that this treasure can be seen through us.
被人听见。
Can be heard through us.
被人摸着。
To be touched.
人的生命就改变。
So others can be saved.
所以早晨啊，我想从啊诗篇八十四篇里头跟弟兄姐妹一同来思想。
So this morning, I want to share with you and meditate through Psalm 84.
我们应当如何让这个宝贝在我们身上被人看见、被人听见、被人摸着
？How this treasure can be seen and touched and heard through us?
诗篇八十四篇
，Psalm 84.
诗篇八十四篇这里说：“万军之耶和华，你的居所何等可爱！”
He says, "How lovely are your dwelling place, O Lord of hosts!"
我羡慕可想耶和华的愿语，我的心肠、我的肉体向永生神呼吁。
My soul longs and even faints for the courts of the Lord. My heart and flesh cry out for the living God.
万军之耶和华，我的王、我的神啊，在你祭坛那里，麻雀为自己找着房屋。燕子为自己找着抱雏之窝。
The sparrow has found a house, and the swallow a nest for herself, where she may lay her young. Even your altars, O Lord of hosts.
如此住在你殿中的变为有福，他们仍要赞美你。
How blessed are those who dwell in your house! They are ever praising you.
我们先停在这里。
We'll pause here.
这篇诗篇总共可以分成三段。
Psalm can be divided into three portions.
这一到四节是第一段。
The first section is from verse 1 to 4.
这边说到，如此住在你殿中的变为有福。
It says, "How blessed are those who dwell in your house."
第二段是从第五节。
The second section from verse 5.
从第五节开始，到第七节。
From verse 5 to 7.
这边第二段呢，他这边讲到另一个有福。
It says another blessing.
就是讲到说，心中向往锡安大道的这人变为有福。
How blessed are the one whose heart are the highways of Zion.
然后第三段，那个有福在最后一节十二节。
And the third blessing is from verse 12.
这边说到万军之耶和华，倚靠你的人变为有福。
How blessed is the man who trusts in you.
所以这篇诗篇总共有三次讲到有福。
So there are three blessings in this hymn.
第一个说到。住在耶和华殿中的变为有福。
First is how blessed are those who dwell in your house.
第二讲到心中向往锡安大道的这人变为有福。
Secondly, how blessed is the man in whose heart are the highways of Zion.
第三个有福是说到那倚靠耶和华的人他变为有福。
Thirdly, talks about how blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord.
所以这里让我们看到这三个有福它是怎么样的一个有福呢？
Here we saw how they're blessed.How they're blessed.
第一个就是让我们看到说他是住在耶和华殿中的。
First, we saw that the first person dwells in the house of the Lord.
他在那里能够来瞻仰这位荣耀的神，能够来亲近这位荣耀的神。
And he can behold this glorious God, and he can draw near to this glorious God.
诗人说这人变为有福。
The psalmist says, "Blessed are those who dwell in the house."
第二段这边说到心中向往锡安大道。
Secondly, it talks about those who had in whose heart are the highways of Zion.
这边原文是说到其实心中向往大道有大道的。
In the original text it says there is a highway in their heart.
这个大道呢是通往哪里呢？
And this highway leads to a direction.
是通往锡安。
That is towards Zion.
大卫作王的地方。
And that is where King David was
enthroned as king. 就是我们主耶稣基督 主耶稣基督作王。
That is where our Lord Jesus is king.
他心中向往基督作王的，这人变为有福。
Those in whose heart are the has Jesus as their king.
第三，让我们看到倚靠主的这人有福。
Thirdly, he says those who trust in the Lord.
所以这篇诗篇。如果把它分成三段呢，我可以这样子讲。第一个就是来这个认识这个宝贝，亲近这个宝贝。
I can also put in these words that the first blessing are the ones who know this treasure and who draw near to this treasure.
第二个有福就是让这个宝贝在我们心中作王。
The second, the blessed are those who make the treasure our king enthroned in our hearts.
第三个就是我们来倚靠这个宝贝做我们一切的供应。
Third is that we trust that this treasure can be all our provision.
早晨我想只能先跟弟兄姊妹交通一到四节。
So this morning I only share with you verse 1 to 4.
这边说到万军之耶和华，你的居所何等可爱。
Here it says, how lovely are your dwelling places, O Lord of hosts.
我们知道神的居所之所以可爱。
The reason his dwelling places are lovely.
不是因着神的会幕，神的圣殿有什么样的有特别的美丽。
It's not the outward beauty of his tabernacle or his temple.
神的居所之所以可爱呢，是因为神他住在那里。
It is because the Lord Jesus dwells in his dwelling place. That's why it is lovely.
因为我们的神是可爱的那一位。
Because he himself is lovely.
所以这里诗人说，耶和华你的居所何等的可爱。
That's why the psalmist cry out, how lovely are your dwelling places.
弟兄姐妹，我不晓得我们虽然从神领受了这样的宝贝，
Brothers and sisters, even though we receive such a treasure from God,
宝贝就住在我们心里头。
And this treasure dwells in our heart.
今天我们是不是看见这位宝贝是可爱的？
Do we see that this treasure is lovely?
弟兄姐妹，我们若是不认识，
If we do not know him,
难怪这是仇敌借着世间许多的事物来缠累我们。
No wonder the enemy can use all the things of the world to entangle us.
难怪在我们的心里头有许多许多看得见看不见的偶像。
No wonder there are so many idols seen or not seen in our heart.
弟兄姐妹，我们需要有这样的一个看见。
We need to have such a vision.
我们需要求主在里头来开启我们。
We need the Lord to open our hearts.
好叫我们能够认识这宝贝的价值。
So that we can see the value and the worth of this treasure.
在圣经路加福音十五章那边，有一次主耶稣用了一个比喻。
In the Gospel of Luke, there was a parable.
他就说到，在一个父亲家中有两个儿子。
And the father has two sons.
这是浪子的比喻。
It's the parable of the prodigal son.
我们知道这个浪子呢，这个小儿子呢，他就从父亲那边拿了他跟父亲拿了一笔产业。
And we know that the younger son took a portion of his inheritance.
他就离开父亲往远处去。
And he left home to a faraway land.
我们就看见这个浪子就离家出走。
We saw this prodigal son went away from home.
到后来我们看见因着那地发生饥荒。
Later on, the place he went to had a great famine.
这浪子呢就非常的落魄。
And he was in poverty.
他只能到那田里去放猪。
He ended up feeding the pigs in the field.
但突然间他醒悟过来。
Suddenly he came to himself.
你们这是圣灵在里头的工作。
That's only the work of the Holy Spirit in him.
叫这个浪子醒悟过来，想到他的父亲家里的丰富。
He came to himself and he remembered the fullness and the abundance in his father's house.
想到那一位爱他的父亲。
He remembered his father who loved him.
他心里头就想着他要回家。
So in his heart, he said, I'm going to go home.
弟兄姐妹，当这样一个浪子离开父亲的家里的时候，
When this prodigal son left the father's house,
他是不是还是父亲的儿子？
Was he still the son of the father?
是，对不对？
He was, right?
因为他里头有那父亲的生命。
Because the life of the father is still in him.
因为他是父亲所生的。
He was born of the father.
所以无论他到哪里去，
Wherever he goes,
无论他的光景如何，
No matter what condition he's in,
这个浪子他永远都是父亲的儿子。
This prodigal son will ever be the son of the father.
可惜的是，
But pitifully,
从他身上不能够彰显出那父亲的荣耀。
There was no testimony of the glory of the father through his life.
他虽然有儿子的生命，
Even though he has the life of the son,
他却不能彰显他父亲的见证。
He had no testimony of the father.
就因为在我们身上是不是有这样的情形？
Is that the same condition that we are in?
今天神把这宝贝赐给了我们。
Today he has the Lord has given us this treasure.
主的生命就在我们里头。
And His life is in us.
但是我们却不能把这个荣耀的生命，把父亲的荣耀给彰显出来。
But we cannot manifest the glory of the Father.
主把他的见证托付给我们。
He has entrusted to us His testimony.
但是因着我们的悖逆。
But because of our rebellion.
因着我们的软弱。
Because of our weakness.
人从我们身上不能够看见那父亲的荣耀。
Man cannot see the glory of the Father.
不能够认识父亲的丰盛。
And they cannot see the fullness of the Father.
这何等的可惜。
How pitiful.
但感谢主。
But we thank the Lord.
他仍然是父亲的儿子。
He is still the son of the Father.
无论今天我们的光景如何。
No matter what condition we are in.
无论我们跟神的关系何等的遥远。
No matter how far away we are from God.
那弟兄姐妹感谢神。
We thank the Lord.
他将这个生命赐给了我们。
He has already given us his life.
这个生命在我们里头叫我们知道我们是天父的儿女。
This life causes us to know that we are children of God.
当圣灵在我们里头开启我们的时候，
When the Holy Spirit reveals Himself to us,
让我们想起我们有一位爱我们的父亲。
We remember there is a Father who loves us.
在他家中是何等的丰盛。
There is such abundance in His house.
所以这个浪子呢，他就起来，他就回到父亲家中。
So the prodigal son rose up and went back to the father's house.
在那里，我们看到他蒙这个爱他的父亲的接纳。
And there we saw that.He was received and accepted by the Father.
他看到父亲完全赦免了他一切的亏欠。
The Father forgave all his iniquities.
还将他儿子的荣耀倾倒在他身上。
And also poured out his glory upon him.
我相信在这个浪子的心里头，他有一个很深的一个感受。
We felt that we know that in the prodigal son's heart there is a great, he was touched.
就是父亲的居所是何等的可爱。
He must have thought how lovely are the dwelling places of my father.
虽然他悖逆失败，
even though he was rebellious and failed,
但他回到父亲家里，
but as he went back to the father's house,
仍然能够接受父亲慈爱的接纳。
And he was received by the love of his father.
所以他真是体会到回到父亲的家里是何等的有福。
So he really saw how blessed are those who went back to the house.
在浪子比喻的故事里头，另外还有一个儿子。
And in the same parable, there's another son.
就是那个大儿子。
Is the older son.
那个大儿子是不是父亲的儿子？
He is also the son of the father.
也是。
He was also the son of the father.
他从来没有离开过父亲的家。
He had never left the house of the father.
他在父亲的家里面也非常忠心的在那里工作。
And he was faithfully working in the father's house.
他也从来没有违背父亲的命令。
And he never disobeyed the commands of the father.
他虽然生活在父亲的家里，
even though he was living in the father's house,
但是他却不认识那父亲同在的宝贵。
But he did not know the preciousness of the presence of his father.
当他看见他的弟弟从外面回来之后，
when he saw his younger brother came back,
那父亲的全家是那样的欢喜在那里来接纳这个失而复得、死而复活的儿子。
The whole household celebrated and rejoiced together for the son that was lost but now is found.
这大儿子他却生气了。
But the older brother was angry.
他为什么生气
？Why was he angry？
当然，他没有在第一时间的能够参加这个欢宴呢。他觉得不公平。
Of course, perhaps he was.He felt it was unfair that he wasn't invited to the banquet right away.
但是我们从他父亲跟他谈话当中，我们能够看见一件非常重要的一件事情。
But through his conversation with his father, we saw a very important matter.
那父亲对大儿子说
，The father told the son,
儿啊，你常与我同在。
The son, you are always with me.
我一切所有的都是你的。
Everything that I have is yours.
弟兄姐妹，我们看到大儿子虽然没有离开过父亲，
even though this older son never left the father,
虽然他很忠心，
even though he was faithfully working,
他也很殷勤在父亲的家里工作，
he was showing his zeal working with his father,
但他里头却没有喜乐，
but there was no joy in him,
他里头却没有满足，
there was no satisfaction in him.
没有错，他是父亲的儿子，
yes, he was the son of the father,
但是他却不能把父亲给见证给彰显出来，
yet he still did not testify his father,
因为他不认识父亲与父亲同在是何等的宝贵。
Because he didn't know how precious he was to be living and dwelling with his father.
他不认识父亲一切所有的都是他可以享用。
He did not know that everything the father has is his.
弟兄姐妹，今天神就住在我们里面。
Today our God dwells in us.
今天主耶稣基督就住在我们里面。
Our Lord Jesus lives in us.
神本性一切的丰盛都有形有体的住在基督里。
All the fullness of the Godhead dwells bodily in him.
所以神已经把他一切的丰盛 在基督里都赐给了我们。
So all His fullness was already given to us in Christ Jesus.
神也同在，也在我们的里头。
His presence is also in us.
那弟兄姐妹，多少时候
？But so often,
我们也像这样的一个，像这位大儿子一样。
We're just like the elder son.
我们不认识神同在的宝贵。
We did not know how precious is His presence.
我们不认识神一切的丰盛。都已经有形有体的赐给了我们。
We did not know that all the fullness of the Godhead was given to us in bodily form.
所以在我们身上也没有办法能够彰显这荣耀的见证。
So we still cannot testify for this glory.
弟兄姊妹，我们感谢主。
But we thank the Lord.
今天神让我们看见有一条道路。
Today He caused us to see that there was a way.
我们必须要来亲近我们的神。
We can draw near to our God.
当我们亲近我们的神
，As we draw near to Him，
让我们能够认识他的宝贵。
As we see how precious He is，
让我们借着亲近我们的神
，As we draw near to Him，
我们能够看见那一切的丰盛都已经赐给了我们。
We can see that all the fullness has already been given to us.
弟兄们，我们不仅得着了
，Not only we have received，
我们必须知道我们已经得着了
，But we also need to know that we have already received.
我们不需要再求。
We don't need to ask anymore.
因为神已经赐给我们。
Because He has already given them to us.
神已经把他一切的丰盛赐给了我们。
He has already gave us all the fullness of Himself.
今天我们必须知道我们应当如何的来享用神一切的丰盛。
Today we need to know how we can draw from this fullness.
是神在圣灵里已经赐给我们的。
That in the Holy Spirit He has already given us this fullness.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
弟兄姐妹，我实在是不知道怎么说。
And I sometimes it's hard to find words.
因为圣灵若不开启我们里面
，unless the Holy Spirit enlightens our heart，
我们若是没有看见
，if we do not see ourselves，
我们在地上的生活就像那个浪子，或像这个大儿子一样。
Our life on the earth is either like the prodigal son or like the elder son.
我们就不能够彰显神的荣耀。
We're unable to manifest His glory.
我们也不能彰显主耶稣基督的见证。
And we cannot bear testimony to himself.
所以刚刚那首诗歌的副歌为什么在这个礼拜特别帮助我
？So the refrain of that hymn we just sang really helped me this week.
就当我实在是在一个软弱低沉的里头
，When I was in weakness and in depression.
当我想到年长弟兄所告诉我们神所赐给我们这个宝贝
，But I remember this treasure our elderly brother shared with us.
感谢神，圣灵在里头开启了我。
We thank the Lord. He opened my heart by His Spirit.
让我看见这个宝贝已经赐给我们。
That I really saw that this treasure was already given to us.
就在你，在我的心里。
It is in your heart. It's in my heart.
神把他自己完全的给了我们。
He has already given us Himself completely.
我们何等需要圣灵来开启我们。
How we need the Holy Spirit to open us.
好像我们能够看见。
So that we can see.
看见我们整个人就改变。
So that as soon as we see, our whole life will be changed.
当我们看见了在神面前，我们只能认罪悔改。
As we see, we can only confess our sins before the Lord.
看见我们这样的一个人，里头是满了污秽、满了肮脏的人。
And as that we can see, we're such a sinner, full of transgressions and iniquities.
这位圣洁荣耀的神竟然愿意住在我们里面。
Yet this holy and righteous God loves to dwell in us.
我们是这样悖逆抵挡的一个人。
We're so rebellious, resisting God.
圣灵还愿意住在我们里头。
Yet His Holy Spirit loves to dwell in us.
在那里默然地爱我们。
To love us silently.
在那里等候我们。
That He's waiting for us.
等候我们回转来亲近他。
Waiting for us to repent and to draw near to Him.
用觉得我们何等不认识这个宝贝。
How we do not know this treasure.
我们实在需要主的怜悯。
We need His mercy.
我们在生活当中之所以不能够来这样认识来经历享用神所赐给我们的丰盛
Very often in our lives we cannot experience and know the fullness of God
我想有一个很根本的问题
I think there is a very basic question problem
就是我们不信
That we do not believe
多少时候我们的心是那样的刚硬
So often our heart is so stubborn
神一次一次的借着他的话告诉我们
Again and again the Lord tells us through His words
他就住在我们里面
That He dwells in us
他就与我们同在
That He is with us
但是我们却不相信
Yet we do not believe Him
我们却不相信他的话
That we doubt His words
在雅各书四章八节那边，主的话告诉我们。
In James chapter 4 verse 8,
主说：“你们亲近我，我就必亲近你。
”The Lord tells us, "Draw near to me, and I will draw near to you."
当我们读到这样的话语
，As we read these words,
我们相信吗
？Do we believe such words?
我们为什么不来亲近我们的神
？Why do we not draw near to Him?
我们为什么不来认识他
？Why do we not come to know Him?
很多时候是我们不信的缘故。
So very often it's because our unbelief.
主，我们感谢我们的主。
But we need to thank our Lord.
他是信实的。
He's faithful.
他的话是何等的真实。
His words are true.
他的话就在圣经里头告诉我们。
And his Bible tells us.
多少时候我们为什么信不来
？So often we cannot believe.
当我这几天在主面前思想这件事。
And as I was meditating this before the Lord,
我里头有一点感觉。
I had a sense in my heart.
求主的宝血啊赦免我。这样说。
May the Lord forgive me by His blood as I say this.
我们的神是信实。
That our Lord is faithful.
他的话是那样的真实，那样的可信。
His words is true and believable.
为什么我们信不来
？Yeah, why do we not believe Him?
我觉得有一个很主要的原因，那是因为我们的虚谎。
And because I feel like there is a great problem that because we are a lie,
我们常常活在虚谎的里头。
So often we live in a lie.
我们常接触这个虚谎的世界。
So often we touch this world that's made up of lies.
那这个虚谎呢，就进到我们里头去了。
So this lie enters into us.
因为我们这个人呢，里头有虚谎。
Because there's a lie in us.
到一个地步
，and to a point,
我们就不能相信神的话。
We cannot believe the word of God.
我们以这位信实的神所说的话。我们还怀疑
，and we still doubt this faithful Lord.
我们好像在那里听了，好像可有可无一样。
We hear His words as if it doesn't matter.
所以求主怜悯我们。
Truly, may the Lord have mercy.
多少时候我们不能那样来享受神的丰盛
？So often we cannot enjoy all His fullness.
就是因为我们不信神的话。
Because we do not believe His words.
就你们，如果我们简单的相信神的话
，if we can believe Him simply，
我们不知道要多。怎样来经历神的丰盛
？I can't even tell you how much you will experience the Lord.
我们都不知道怎么样来能够享受神在基督里赐给我们一切的丰盛。
We can't even imagine all the fullness He has given us in Christ.
我最近读到一些前面弟兄姐妹们的见证。
And recently, I've been reading some testimonies of elder brothers and sisters.
当我读到他们是如何能够那样子的活在主的里面
，As I read how they were living in the presence of the Lord.
他们能够那样子的。让主从他们身上能够 活出来
How the Lord was able to live out Himself through them
我就非常的羡慕他们
And I had the longing for that life
从他们身上我 看到一件事情
And I saw one thing through their lives
我们的神是可信的
That our Lord is believable
我们纵然失信
He's faithful even though we're faithless
他仍然是信实的
He's still faithful
他的话立定在天
His word was established in heaven
他的话一点都不改变
And it will not be changed
弟兄姐妹，求主怜悯我们。
May the Lord have mercy on us.
让我们能够有一个简单的信心。
That we will have a simple faith.
信靠他的话语。
To believe His words.
借着信心。
Through faith.
我们来支取神一切的丰富。
That we can draw from all the fullness of the Lord.
叫我们在地上能够真正的彰显主耶稣基督的见证。
On this earth, we can manifest His testimony.
在这里诗人第二节他说：“我羡慕。”可想耶和华的愿语。
And the second verse of the psalm says, "I long, even faint, for the courts of the Lord."
弟兄姐妹，这也是我们的缺乏。
And that's also something we lack.
虽然主把宝贝赐给了我们。
Even though the Lord has given us this treasure.
虽然神就住在我们里面。
Even though the Lord dwells in us.
圣灵就在里头帮助我们。
The Holy Spirit helps us from within.
那多少时候，我们的心真的是渴慕，真的是那样羡慕。可想神的自己吗
But so often do we have such a longing for God himself?
这边诗人告诉我们他羡慕可想耶和华的愿意
Here the psalmist tells us he longs and even faints for the courts of the Lord
弟兄姐妹神是信实
Our Lord is faithful
当我们这样子来羡慕可想遇见他
As we long for him and even faint for him
当我们这样可想来亲近他的时候
As we desire to draw near to him
神必亲近我
He will draw near to us
我很快用一点自己小小的见证
Very quickly I'll give you a testimony
不晓得今天在我们当中的弟兄姐妹们
I don't know, brothers and sisters here among us today.
你们今天能够来到主的面前这样子聚集。
That you're able to come before the Lord's presence and gather like this.
你们今天有没有为着能够这样子聚集在主的面前流泪呢？
Have you given thanks, or have you shed tears before the Lord because of such privilege?
你有没有这样子可想的来亲近主而流泪？
Have you had such a longing to draw near to the Lord that you, your tears will flow out?
很多时候我们在北美这里聚会是非常方便。
So often it's very convenient for us in North
America. 觉得今天方便我们就去。
To have gathered.
今天有事我们就不去。
Yeah, we'll go to the meeting if it's convenient for us. If we have something to do, we will not go.
我们实在是不太能够体会那羡慕可想耶和华的愿意。
Sometimes we cannot understand this longing for the courts of the Lord.
在2000年那段时间
In the year 2000,
当神赐给我们第四个孩子
When the Lord has given us our fourth child,
那可想而知生活里头是非常忙碌
And our life became very busy.
所以那段时间呢我就不能够在周末呢还能够正常参加晨更的聚会
So during that period of time, I was unable to come to Saturday morning devotions.
非常奇妙的事情
But very amazingly,
那时候呢越是不能去
The more I could not go
我心里头啊就越是可想
The more longing I had in my heart
可想主自己的同在
I really desire to see his own presence
特别是在弟兄姐妹中间
Especially among the brothers and sisters
但是神界的环境让我不能去
But because of the circumstances God arranged I wasn't able to go
感谢赞美主
But we thank and praise the Lord
的工作
That is his work
神有时候借着一些环境
That through these environments
来叫我们里头可想他的自己
That he gives us this longing in us
那经过半年的时间
After half a year
我里头可想越来越加深
And this longing in my heart grew more and more
但是因着环境的缘故还是不能够去参加晨更与主亲近的聚会
But because of the environments around me I wasn't able to go to the devotion time
到了有一天晚上
Until one evening
姐妹对我说明天早晨你可以去跟弟兄姐妹一同参加晨更亲近主
My wife told me tomorrow morning go to the morning devotion and draw near to the Lord with brothers and sisters
弟兄姐妹我不晓得你们有没有享受过那个喜乐
I didn't know if you have enjoyed such a joy
能够亲近主的那个喜乐
This joy that you can go and worship the Lord
那晚上我心里头好高兴
And that evening I was so joyful
高兴什么
Why was I joyful?
我明天可以去聚会了。
Tomorrow morning I can go to the meeting.
对你们，你们有这样的感觉吗
？Did you ever have such a heart?
我们能够来到聚会中亲近主，是何等的宝贵。
And we can come to the meeting and draw near to the Lord. How precious it is!
礼拜六早晨，我早早就起来。
So on Saturday morning I rose up very early.
我就满怀可想的开着车。离开家要到聚会的地方
With full heart of longing I drove out of my house And I was going to the meeting hall
当我离开家没多久的时候
Soon as I left home
圣灵就浇灌在我心里
And the Holy Spirit poured out in my heart
我在主面前一直流泪
And I continued to shed tears before the Lord
主是那样的宝贵
The Lord was so precious to me
多少时候我们实在是愚昧
So often we are foolish
我们实在是不认识 主的宝贵
We did not know how precious he was
我们怎么样亲近我们的主
How can we draw near to him?
我想很简单的说一下
I want to say very simply
当然我们在聚会中我们能够来亲近我们的主
Of course, in our gatherings, we can draw near to him together
但在聚会中我们不是在外面来看主在这里主在那里
And it's not on the outwardly we can see the Lord is here, the Lord is there
我们亲近主乃是要回到里面
But as we draw near to the Lord, we need to come back
主就在我们的里面
to within our hearts
神就住在我们的心里
He's in us, He's in our hearts
所以我在想当我们主日来到主的饼杯面前
So as we come before the table on Sunday mornings
我们在那里思念主的爱
As we meditate on His love
纪念主为我们流血舍命
As we remember that He shed His blood for us
有些时候我们听见弟兄姐妹说今天聚会当中满了主的同在
Sometimes we hear brothers and sisters say There was so much presence of the Lord today
可是我为什么不觉得呢
How come I don't feel it?
我觉得弟兄姐妹的祷告好像都跟一个礼拜一个礼拜都是差不多的
Sometimes I feel that the prayers from the brothers and sisters are the same from week to week
虽然我们也来聚会
Even though we still come to meetings
但是我们却感受不到主的同在
We don't feel the presence of the Lord
原因在哪里
What's the reason?
主的同在在我们的心里
Because his presence is in our heart
主耶稣说你们祷告的时候要进到你们的内屋
Lord Jesus says, when you pray, enter into your inner chamber.
兄姐妹，主就在我们里面。
He is inside of us.
无论我们在聚会中
，where either in the meeting hall，
无论在我们的个人生活当中
，or in our personal life，
主就在我们里面。
He is in us，
等着我们来亲近他。
He's waiting for us to come in and draw near to him。
弟兄姐妹，我们无论在哪里
，wherever we are，
我们都能够亲近我们的主。
We're able to draw near to him。
开车的时候
，when you're driving；
你上班的时候
，when you're working；
在厨房做事的时候
，when you're working in the kitchen。
无论你在哪里，我们都能够亲近主。
Wherever you are， you're able to draw near to him。
弟兄姐妹，神是何等爱我们
！How much the Lord has loved us。
我们不用像旧约的以色列人
，we do not need to be like Israelites。
他们一年三次到耶路撒冷圣殿来朝见神。
Three times a year, they will come to Jerusalem and worship God in the temple.
今天神爱我们到一个地步
But the Lord loved us so much.
他自己住在我们心里
And He dwells within our hearts.
他借着圣灵住在我们里头
Through the Holy Spirit, He dwells in us.
叫我们无论到哪里
And wherever we go.
就是现在坐在聚会当中
Either sitting here in the meeting hall.
弟兄姐妹，我们要回到里面来亲近我们的主
We still need to come back inside our hearts.
我们要听我们的主
To draw near to Him.
看我们的主
To listen to Him. To see Him.
因为我们要回到我们的灵里头
To come back to our spirit.
我们就能够无论何时何地，我们都能够亲近我们的主。
Then we'll be able to draw near to him wherever and whenever.
在约翰一书，二章二十七节那里。
In 1 John chapter 2 verse 27,
那边有一句话。
There is a verse.
约翰一书二章二十七节。
1 John chapter 2 verse 27.
这里主的话说：“你们从主所受的恩膏常存在你们心里。”并不用人教训你们，自有主的恩膏在凡事上教训你们。
Here it says, "As for you, the anointing which you receive from him abides in you, and you have no need for anyone to teach you. But as his anointing teaches you about all things, and is true and is not a lie, just as it has taught you, you abide in him."
这恩膏是真的，不是假的。你们要按这恩膏的教训住在主里面。
And this anointing is true and is not a lie.Just as it has taught you, you abide in him.
弟兄姐妹，这里告诉我们，我们如何住在主里面呢
？Here it teaches us how to dwell in him.
我们如何能够亲近我们的主
？How we can draw near to him.
这里说要按着恩膏的教训。
It says through the teaching of the anointing.
这恩膏是真的，不是假的。
And this anointing is true and not a counterfeit.
我想请弟兄姐妹跟我一起读这个下半节，就从这恩膏是真的。
And perhaps you can read with me from the second part. From,
请大家用自己的语言，我们同声来读。
And you can read with your own language.
这恩膏是真的，不是假的。
And it's not a lie.
你要按这恩膏的教训住在主里面。
You abide in him.
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
弟兄姐妹，恩膏就是圣灵。
And this anointing is the Holy Spirit.
圣灵住在我们里面。
The Holy Spirit abides in us.
他教训我们。
He teaches us.
他教导我们。
He teaches us.
他带领我们。
And he instructs us.
他光照我们。
And he enlightens us.
他纠正我们。
He corrects us.
他帮助我们。
He helps us.
叫我们能够来亲近神。
So that we can draw near to him.
弟兄姐妹，这何等的宝贵。
How precious this is.
圣灵恩膏就在我们里头。
The anointing of the Holy Spirit is within us. It's in you.
他在凡事上。
In all things,
在每一件事上
in everything,
在夫妻的相处上
in living with your spouse,
在父母管教儿女的上面
in teaching children,
在你的工作的里头
in your work environment,
在我们聚会的服事里
in serving at church,
神的话说都有恩膏的教训来教导我们
His anointing teaches us about all things.
所以我们要按着恩膏的教训住在主里面
So from the teaching of the anointing, we need to dwell in him.
我很快分享一个见证做一个结束
Quickly, I will share a testimony as I conclude
这是一件很小的事情
It's a very small matter
但却是很真实的事
But it was very true
是关于这恩膏的教训
It's about the teaching of the anointing
有一位信主不久的姐妹
And there was a sister that was just believed
她发现她身上有一个难处
She realized there was a problem in her life
就她特别呢喜欢她要依赖她的丈夫
And she really relied on her husband
在家里也好
Either in her home,
在聚会里头也好
or in the meeting
hall, 出去外头也好
or going out on the road,
她就总是依赖她的丈夫
She always relied on her husband.
当她依赖不到的时候
when she was not able to rely on her husband,
当丈夫不让她来依赖的时候
when her husband did not allow her to rely on,
我们姐妹的心里头就非常生气
and she had anger in her heart,
气得不得了
and she was very angry,
常常生气
and she was angry all the time.
这有一次啊他们参加一个聚会
So one time they went to a meeting
聚会中啊很多弟兄姐妹在那里聚集
And there are many brothers and sisters gathered together
那姐妹呢总是希望呢能够跟 丈夫呢坐一起。
The sister wants to sit with her husband.
因为她也不认识其他的人。
Because she didn't know anyone else.
但姐妹聚会前呢，必须要把孩子先送到她的教室。
But before the meeting, the sister needs to drop her kid to the classroom.
当我们姐妹送完孩子回到聚会当中的时候
，After she dropped off her kids,
整个聚会里头好几百人坐在那里。
And there were hundreds of people in the meeting hall.
她从后头进来
，She came in from behind.
看到都是弟兄姐妹的。后脑勺。
She only saw the backs of all the brothers and sisters.
在那里呢，就很努力的找。
She was trying very hard to find her husband.
找到自己的丈夫。
She was looking for her husband.
她好坐在他旁边。
So that she can sit next to him.
怎么找找不着。
And she couldn't find him.
整个会厅，她走了三次，怎么努力的找找不着她的丈夫。
So she circled around the whole meeting hall three times. She still cannot find her husband.
越找越生气。
The more she looked for her husband, the more angry she became.
怎么不见了
？How come my husband disappeared?
她里头就非常的生气
，so she was very angry inside，
气得不得了
，very angry
啊，要开始要聚会了
，and but the meeting was about to start，
只好就找个地方坐下了
，she can only find her own seat，
什么都没有
，and there was no one around her，
她圣经也没有
，she didn't have her Bible，
都在丈夫那里
，everything her husband was holding，
心里头越想越生气
，and the more she thought about it， the more angry she was，
我们姐妹知道这样的生气是不对的
，and she knew it wasn't right to be angry like this。And it's not good.
她也跟主祷告了。
She also prayed to the Lord.
但在那里呢，想到还是生气。
But whenever she thought of this, she was still angry.
聚会开始唱诗歌。
And they began to worship in song.
姐妹心里头生气。
And she was still having this anger in her heart.
等一下找到我的丈夫。
She said, later on, I'll find my husband.
怎么样子说一些厉害的话来骂骂他。
And I will say some harsh word against him.
出出气。
And to release my anger.
当聚会开始。
But when the meetings began,
我们姐妹坐在那里在听讲员传讲主的话语。
She was sitting there listening to the words of God.
突然间
Suddenly,
里头说话了。
There was a voice inside of her.
你为什么不来倚靠我？
Why did you not come and rely on me?
主在里头告诉她。
The Lord was telling her from within.
恩膏的教训她。
And there is anointing from, there's a teaching of the anointing that's teaching him.
为什么不来依靠我
？Why did you not come and rely on me？
我就住在你的里面。
I'm abiding in you。
主就住在我们里面。
He is in us。
这位爱我们、蛮有能力、蛮有恩典的主就住在我们里面。
The Lord who loves us, who is full of power and grace。
为什么不来依靠他
？He is in us. Why do we not abide in him？
约翰一书二章二十七节这边说恩膏那个恩字啊，本来是没有的。
This First John chapter 2 talks about the anointing。
但的确呢，中文加上恩膏呢也是很好。
But in Chinese, it added the anointing of grace.
因为当圣灵在我们里头向我们说话的时候
，Because as the Holy Spirit abides in us and speaks to us,
不仅给我们教导
，Not only He teaches us,
他把那恩典也带给我们。
He also brings us grace.
当我们姐妹听见主在里头对她说，为什么不依靠我
？So when our sister heard the Lord saying, "Why do you not rely on me?"
主的恩典就把我们姐妹带进神的话语。
And by the grace of the Lord, He led her into the words of God.
我们姐妹突然间就醒悟过来了。
So suddenly she came to herself.
是啊，为什么不依靠主
？Yes, why didn't I rely on the Lord?
依靠主多好。
Isn't it wonderful to rely on Him?
依靠主实在是比依靠自己的丈夫还好。
And it's more trustworthy than relying on my husband.
当然，我们丈夫也是不错的。
Of course, the husband is good.
但是主更好
，But the Lord is so much better，
是不是
？Isn't that so？
主就在我们里头
，The Lord is in us。
他有慈爱，有恩典
，He's full of loving compassion。
他有怜悯，有忍耐
，He's full of mercy and patience。
他有一切的丰富，一切的能力
，All the fullness and the power is in Him。
主说：“你们为什么不来倚靠我
？”And He asks us, "Why do we not come and rely on Him？"
为什么不来亲近我
？Why do you not draw near to me？
感谢主，这是恩膏的教训。
Thank the Lord, that's the teaching of the anointing.
我们姐妹得释放了。
Our sister was relieved.
她完全从那以前那个捆绑里头，依赖丈夫的捆绑里头得释放。
And she was set free from the bondage of her husband.
这个释放是真释放。
And it's a true release.
所以神呢，就再发生一次安排，发生一次一样的事，类似的事情。
So the Lord arranged the same circumstance again.
叫她呢。又不能跟丈夫坐在一起。
And that, for another time, she was not able to sit with her husband.
感谢主。
But we thank the Lord.
知道依靠主。
She knew that the second time that she needs to rely on the Lord.
弟兄姐妹，这恩膏的教训是真的，不是假。
And this teaching of the anointing is true and it's not a lie.
主的话告诉我们要按这恩膏的教训住在主里面。
So just as He taught us, we abide in Him.
在一切的事上。
In everything.
恩膏的教训。来教导我。
The teaching of the anointing teaches us in everything.
我们如何住在主里面
？How can we live and abide in the Lord？
我们如何来亲近神
？How can we draw near to Him？
让我们回到里面
，Come back to the inside。
跟随恩膏的教训
，Follow the teaching of the anointing。
亲近我们的神
，Draw near to Him。
无论在什么地方
，Wherever you are。
无论在什么难处
，In whatever difficulties。
在什么环境里
，In whatever circumstance。
我们回到恩膏的教训来亲近我们的神。
We can come back to the teaching of the anointing and draw near to Him。
弟兄姐妹，这恩膏是真的，不是假。
And this anointing is true; it's not a lie。
那我们一起低头祷告。
Let us bow our head in prayers。
主，我们还仰望你的怜悯。
We continue to look up for your mercy.
主，虽然我们的话这样子说
，Even though we say such words，
但主啊，你若不怜悯我们
，But if you do not have mercy on us，
圣灵若不开启我们
，If your Holy Spirit do not open our eyes，
主，我们实在不能认识在我们里面的宝贝
，We cannot see this treasure within us。
主，求你怜悯我们
，Lord， may you have mercy，
带领我们
，Lead us，
帮助
，Help us，
叫我们真是能够按着恩膏的教训。来住在你里面
So by the teaching of this anointing We can abide in you
来与你同住
To live with you
来亲近你
To draw near to you
主叫我们在地上真是能够成为你自己的见证
We can be a testimony for you on this earth
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名
We pray in the Lord Jesus' name
然后再用大家一点时间我们把302首诗歌第一节我们再唱两遍好不好
If you can use a little more of your time